This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. And we're presented by EMP1D Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Coming up at 8:25, it's a game show Wednesday. Give you a chance to win some great prizes. But we're going to talk some Washington Nationals now. We spent some time talking about them yesterday. Whether we should be panicking almost to the halfway point of the season. They're four back in the NL East. Seemed like our listeners said, yeah, should be panicking a little bit. Or hit that panic button. Join us right now to fill us in on the Nats. She covers them for the Washington Post. Beat reporter Chelsea Janes joins us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on. Now, before we get into the whole hitting thing, as I said in the last break, it's going to be my first question for you. What's going on with Stras? I haven't heard anything lately. Am I just out of loop? Am I just missing this? Or I thought this was just going to be a quick little 10-day little thing and we get him back out there.
You know, I don't think it was ever going to be 10 days, but he's throwing, which is really good, and they left him behind on this road trip, which is actually a good thing because it means that they're going to sort of let him continue to ramp up at home and you know, make moves. But I think he's fine. I think it's post-All-Star break for sure, but I think that's actually sort of what they expected, and I think that's still an okay thing. You know, I think that's sort of what he thought it would be, and you know, he was going to hit the DL at some point this year, so, you know, better now than September.
Right, that's just what he does. All right, so let's talk about the hitting then. And JP went through some of the numbers. You know, last night was another tough one. I think, as he said, six shutouts, what, in the last, I don't know,
eight, 16 games,
seven in the month of June. And I just went through the lineup with the guys, and I'm trying to stay optimistic and not just crush them because the lineup is just too good to continue to hit like this.
I think that's definitely true. I think they can still get crushed for the last 2 days. You know, it wasn't really something that should happen to this team. You know, they can say Blake Snell threw well and Eovaldi threw well, but it's not, you know, it's not Max Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw. You know, this team should be shut out by those guys at most, you know. So, you know, I think it was just kind of a weird series for them. I think they were really tired after Sunday night and never really got it going. I don't think Gio's start really helped. I think that put them in a deficit that night that, you know, I'm not going to say they started, you know, throwing away at bats. I don't think that happened at all, but I definitely think there's a psychological impact to being down 6-0 in the second, knowing, you know, you've just climbed back from a deficit like this, you know, 18 hours ago. So I think it was just sort of like a perfect storm in Tampa, but, you know, obviously symptomatic of what's been going on. And like you say, they're better than this. It's going to change. But, you know, we've been saying that for almost the whole month that it hasn't. So, you know, you can be frustrated or worried. It's sort of reasonable.
Joined by Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post. Let's talk about some of the specifics. Bryce Harper, we get some signs of life every now and then. He had the three doubles game, but still hitting under 220. What's going on with Bryce?
I think there are big signs of life, just even in the way that he has carried himself for the last week. It's like somebody pulled a weight off him. He looks like totally different. He looks kind of like old Bryce again and a little, you know, peppier to the extent that Bryce is ever peppy. But, you know, I think he's seeing it start to come. He's getting a little bit better results. He's still swinging through a lot of pitches, but I think he feels like he's right there. So, you know, I think if you were to say what's wrong with Bryce, it's that he's missing pitches he should hit and still swinging at some pitches he shouldn't. But I think that the worst is over. And I think he thinks that too, which is probably, you know, like half the battle.
Do you think any of just watching Soto come up and just kill it from the beginning has put a little added pressure? Like this kid, this 19-year-old kid, wherever he is taking away a little of his shine. Do you think sort of subconsciously even that that's factored in at all or no?
I don't know. You know, obviously Bryce would never say that, and I'm always nervous to sort of like delve into
right.
to his brain. But I think it's there. You know, I think it's a
it's
real
human.
Thing. That,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And in a year where there was already plenty of pressure, where he's already probably looking around and saying, wait a second, you guys are sort of planning for my departure. You know, you see Robles, Soto, Eaton, all the, you know, they don't need an outfielder next year. Which doesn't mean they won't sign him, but I think he's just seeing it and saying, wait a second, you guys are sort of already planning to move on. So, you know, there was that. And now there's, you know, Juan Soto coming up and doing all the things Bryce Harper had been the youngest to do. You can't help but look around and say, whoa, you know, it's not the same as it used to be here. So I think that might be part of it, but he would never say so. And so I'm terrified to assume that that's, you know, a factor at all.
What is Max's demeanor like after the game? Man, he's the great. He shows his competitiveness more than any player I've ever seen.
Getting no run support, two runs in his last four starts.
What's he like in the clubhouse after these games? I mean, does he show frustration, or you know, when he pitches well, is he sort of okay with it?
I thought he would be really frustrated yesterday, and he was very diplomatic. You know, he said, "We've all been there. We've all struggled. You know, it'll come." And I think he has to say that. He's pretty much the most vocal leader on this team. And, you know, he can't throw everybody under the bus, but I don't think he's okay with it. You know, he's not a guy who's like, you know, I did all right, and so I'm going to be fine tonight. You know, I think he's frustrated, but he has not shown that. And, you know, I think that's him understanding his role and not because he has somehow, you know, diminished competitiveness. You know, I think he's... I think he's really frustrated. You couldn't not be, but he's, I think, realizing that if he sort of gets frustrated and throws people under the bus, you know, there's nobody there left to look to because he's been the steadiest guy all year and they need him to remain that both on the field and off, I think.
Chelsea, a lot of fans are upset at the continued base running blunders. Talk about what you saw just yesterday on the base pass where, you know, Bryce Harper didn't take advantage of a situation where a pitcher was moved to first base. And then you also had that double steal situation where Eaton and Harper maybe miscommunicated. What's going on?
It has been a lot. And I don't know what's going on. I think if you looked and said it was young guys, you would. But it's everybody. You know, Eaton yesterday just kind of stopped and Bryce had already kept going and had every reason to believe Eaton was going to go. You know, we've seen Taylor and Defoe and Harper and Turner and everybody do pretty dumb stuff. And it's weird. It's like, I think that people's minds jump straight to coaching and say, you know, what are they teaching them? Why aren't they correcting this? And it's like, in that moment, I don't necessarily think that the coaching has anything to do with it. It's sort of just like everybody is having these weird lapses. And I honestly think it's something that comes with urgency that, you know, if you feel like every out really, really matters, that you're not going to do stuff like that, that you're going to be extra careful. And I don't know that they feel that way. I don't know that they should have felt that way in April and May, but I think there's going to come a time where they're going to have to feel that way. And it's coming sooner than they thought it would. And, you know, they're going to have to clean that stuff up because they're not scoring and you can't give away a rally like they did yesterday or, you know, not move Harper because that was a tying run. And, so it's stuff they're going to have to clean up, and I think they're getting to a point where, you know, they're going to start feeling that and say, okay, wait, actually, this is very important that we don't give away these outs because we're going to have to kind of scratch and claw for everything this year.
Chelsea, a Bush League move at the end of the game yesterday by Sergio Romo of the Rays, where he's yapping at Michael A. Taylor after striking him out to end the game. Bench is clear. It's nice to see Adam Eaton defending Taylor. That dates back to Taylor stealing second in the sixth inning of an 11-2 win over Tampa earlier in June. Pretty petty move by him.
Yeah, it was pretty unreal. It was really surprising. I think, you know, on our end, we all know that the guy he felt disrespected him or whatever has not only never disrespected anybody on a field, he has barely acknowledged anybody on a field. So I think, you know, it was just kind of crazy. And, you know, I know Eaton was the only one who went out there. I think, you know, Martinez and Chip Hale were ready to, you know, kind of put Sergio Romo in his place either verbally or whatever. But, yeah, they were really frustrated with it, and I think they had a right to be. And it sort of just goes back to those unwritten rules of baseball that everyone seems to, you know, feel like are set in stone. And it's weird, and it was pretty dumb. But I think, you know, Taylor handled it really, really well, and nobody got hurt. And that's sort of, I guess, all that matters.
So at the end of the day, you're the expert here. You cover this team, and you have for years. You're there with them practically every day. Should fans panic? I mean, we know they're better than this. Is it starting to develop that sort of that feel of maybe it's just one of those years where, you know, I can't remember what years they are anymore. Was it 2016 or 40, whatever those years are, where for whatever reason it just doesn't work.
So I think you can justify panicking because the only times this has ever happened where they haven't been in first and cruise in the last 5 years, they haven't made the playoffs. There's no history of them having a tough year and sort of grinding it out and getting there anyway. You know, 13 World Series or bust, it was never easy from the start, and they didn't make it. 15
right.
was the Matt Williams year, supposed to win the World Series, where's my ring?
Right.
They had to grind it out, and they didn't make it. And this is that kind of year. There's no doubt about it. That does not mean that it can't end well. You know, it's different people. It's a different personality. I think there's a little bit more grit and veteran, you know, leadership in that clubhouse. But we haven't seen it yet. So, sure, you can look at it and say they've never done okay when this has happened. I just don't think that that means that this particular group, as constructed, as it gets healthy over the next month, can't turn it around.
If you had to bet on it, would you bet on them winning the division?
Poof. I don't know. I can't even say, to be honest with you. I think I would, only because I don't know that the Braves have the pitching. But you know, I think the Nats are an injury away from really having to fight for any playoff position at all at this point. You know, an injury to the rotation away from being in really bad shape.
Right. Hey, real quick, moving off the Nationals, I saw you tweeted about an incident on the plane. Why don't you fill us in? I guess you had an annoying person next to you. Fill us in real quick about that.
I mean, you know, it's 9 a.m. You're up early. You're not really interested in speaking. And I fell asleep, and a guy kept reaching over me, pulling my tray down, opening and shutting my window.
Why was he pulling your tray down?
To put his drinks on it.
That's like the douchiest move I've ever heard of.
What was on his tray? Like a computer or something? I mean, what was going on there?
His phone.
Oh my God.
It was an experience and a half. I had headphones on, you know, that should have signaled, please do not speak to me.
Right.
And they did not. So it was one of the more absurd experiences of my life. And I think if I have ever had an anxiety attack, it was in the last few minutes of that flight when we were taxiing to the gate and he was talking about, you know, the price of drugs in various cities across the U.S.
Oh, I
need to get out of here.
What a psycho. Oh, my God. All right. Well, you made it safely. Thank you, Chelsea. We appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay. That's Chelsea James, everybody.
I mean, that's
the
ultimate
Washington
nightmare.
Post.
Unless it's my family or you guys on a trip to, like, Florida, I don't want to talk to anybody on an airplane. I just want to sit down. I want to white knuckle it. And I want to watch.
You want to do your thing.
I want to watch Dunkirk on my computer.
Everybody wants to do their thing. Of course.
The last thing I would ever want to do is talk to a stranger on an airplane.
She wouldn't really answer whether she would bet on the Nationals. I'll say this. We put a poll up on Twitter yesterday at Junks Radio. Out of our audience, over 1,000 votes. In terms of panic, only 6% were not at all panicking.
She brings
44% a little bit. 50% hit the panic button.
She actually brought up a point that I'd never thought of, that when they have struggled like this, they haven't made it. So they haven't had a year like this
because
where
it's
they
a significant
did
sample size.
Dig it out. But like the Caps have had periods like this where they swooned,
yeah,
and we kind of bury them and think it's going to be same old Caps, but then they pulled it out.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully they get on a hot streak. At least a 6-game winning streak for me.
I think the Caps experience has truly given me more perspective. Isn't that weird? I honestly, and it has nothing to do with baseball. I just think the Caps, watching that ebb and flow of that season, how the expectations were lower to start the season, how they started doing well, and then they swoon a little bit, and then they get hot in the playoffs, and then they have the goal. And you see sort of the ups and downs of that season gives us all perspective that we don't need to panic every time something bad happens for a short period of time. right?
Yeah, I mean, you can see that in all sports. Remember when the Cleveland Cavaliers were struggling? They still made it to the NBA Finals.
Right.
They weren't a top two seed. By the way, Cakes, I went through the bet book. I owe you $6. Outstanding bets.
Nice.
I bet the Cavs were going to be a top two seed.
Love it.
She didn't. That was a $5 bet.
I love that you're checking the bet book. I'm coming out on the right side of it.
I think there was a dollar Kirk Cousins bet in there.
By the way, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm piggybacking on AWOD's, one of his World Cup picks. I'm parlaying Mexico and Germany both to win today. I don't know what I'm doing. It's probably stupid.
Germany should win. And Mexico, I think they need at least a point, right, to advance. They're not, like, guaranteed. But that's the one that would get me nervous.
Draft T-shirt hates the bet.
It's a sucker bet. Because Mexico's played well, so everyone's like, they're automatically going to win here in the final game. They don't need to win. They just need a draw. They're not going to be playing balls to the wall. Your money bet, and I'm letting the audience know, I'm putting my entire account on this, $49.98.
Yes. You are? You're going all in?
That Germany wins by 2 goals.
Need
2 goals?
I think it's 2 or more, and it's plus 300.
You better check.
Trying to be just one seed in the division? Is that the deal?
Well, no, that Germany has to win to advance.
It has to be. Okay. That sounds like it's exact.
I just think Korea is poop, and they're going to smoke them.
Right.
It'd probably be 5-1.
That wouldn't hit, would it? Because it has to be exact.
No, I think it's by 2 or more.
Well, if it's...
You better
well, the line's minus 2, so and that pays even money. So how could that be 3-1 and then the line be minus 2?
I may have botched it.
Yeah, you might have botched it.
You know what? They're going to win 3-1.
You better hope for a 4-2-er.
But why is my bet the sucker bet when Germany scored 1 goal the whole tournament? He's betting them to score 2 today.
Because Germany's good.
Just saying that they need it.
They're due.
Mexico's a talented team. They're going to win.
Talented.
I hope you're right. AWOD.
We're going with AWOD. That's usually not a good play.
Probably stupid.
And Cakes got frisky and put 100 on it.
I did, yeah.
I said
I was going to stay away. I just can't help myself.
All right, when we come back, we have Game Show Wednesday.
We do.
Sponsored by MGM National Harbor. We'll give you a chance to win some prizes. We have 4 prizes to give away. 2 pair of tickets to Nicki Minaj in the future. We also have tickets to the MLB All-Star Fan Fest. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Used to keep it cool, used to be a fool, all about the bouncing master. Watch it on the news, what you gonna do? I could hit refresh and forget. Used to keep it cool.
Don't forget to join the Junks and 106.7 The Fan for our summer dress party. It's an annual rite of summer, Saturday, July 14th, starting at 4 p.m. It's brought to you by Corona. Corona is what summer wants. Enjoy and relax responsibly. Get all of your details at thefandc.com/summer.
All right, we're going to play Missing Link here.
Okay, good.
Missing Link often is a game where people struggle. Mm-hmm. They're not going to challenge Junkie. We're going to give them... Is 5 seconds fair? 5 seconds on the clock. If they don't get it, we move on to the next contestant with the same missing link until somebody noodles the answer.
Got it.
Tickets to go see Nicki Minaj in Future, Capital One Arena. We also have tickets to MLB All-Star Fan Fest. So let's just get with it, and we'll see if this lasts too long or not. Valdez came up with one. You know, this is for you guys.
Okay.
Because this one's too hard.
This is silly.
This is an example.
It's too hard.
Very difficult.
Well,
it's a softball.
We did talk about it earlier in the show.
Oh, well, then we should get it.
Crab, because he's big on crabs.
Loves crabs.
Crab, blank, putter. Can you figure out the missing link?
Mallet.
Yes.
I mean, that's like taking candy from a baby. That one's butt easy.
All right, but you knew the context, and we had talked about it earlier in the show.
I did, but I think even without that, I would have pulled it in a few seconds.
My instinct was claw, because I was thinking the claw grip. But
it's
I
not bad.
That would have been acceptable.
Is there such a thing as a cake putter? Crab cake putter? Probably not.
Never heard of a cake putter.
Not that I know of. I know that cakes is a bad putter.
I would say a cakes putter usually misses it 5 feet to the left.
Yeah, I'm just so bad.
They pull everything.
I just block, pull, whatever's not near the hole, that's what I generally do.
Well, the second to the last hole yesterday, or not Monday,
mm-hmm.
Cakes went to go hit the putt. It was the eagle putt that Pete Medhurst sank.
Yeah.
And so Cakes lines up his putt, takes the putter head back, and then just stubs it right into the ground like he was hitting a chip shot.
Yeah. Right.
Big old divot in the green.
And then he walked up, picked up his ball,
and said, "I'm not ending on that."
Yeah.
And then put it back down, and then missed it 10 feet to the left.
Yeah, I blew it way past the hole. That's what I do.
Cakesy.
Golf's, you know what? Golf's just not for me. It's just not my thing.
You know what? You're a runner. Believe it or not. You're a runner. You had the gift of running.
I guess.
Farley had you going. You had that silly ticker for it.
Yeah.
You were like at a sub-3. You were under a three-hour pace or something like that. What was it? Four-hour. What was
the marathon?
Pace? Years ago, when you were training with...
He ran a 3:34, right?
It was more than that. It was like 3:45 or something.
It's pretty
something
good for your time.
I
and
thought
you
ran
cramped
a 3:34.
Up.
I'm telling
no.
you. Don't sleep in yourself.
No. Double-check it. It's not that silly.
Mine was 3:38.
You had a pace.
I thought you went faster than me.
You had a pace, though, that was silly, and then you cramped up, or you kind of fell apart at the end.
I had a foot issue about halfway through the race.
Dude.
It's pummeled
they
you.
Tell you.
Dude, I play golf. I have a foot issue.
Yeah.
I had issues for like 13 miles out of the marathon.
I get blisters on my pinky toes. I don't know how to get rid of them.
And I ate Vaseline at, I think, the 22-mile mark. Because I thought it was like some sort of like energy gel on the end of a tongue depressor.
And it was straight Vaseline.
And I grabbed it and stuck it in my mouth. And Chris Farley, proprietor of Pacers Running Stores, was about 10 feet behind me. He was going, "No, that's Vaseline, stupid." And it was too late at that point.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Dan in Reston. Hey, Dan, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, morning, guys.
How are you, pal?
So I'm going to give a general clue for all of the missing links that I've come up with. Basically, all of them have been in the news in the last day or two.
Okay. Current events.
Yes. All right. Can you figure out the missing link? 5 seconds on the clock. Troy blank. Bag.
Troy.
Troy.
5 seconds are up, sir.
Is there
Sorry.
A theme to these?
They're in the news.
Just in the news.
Or we've talked about them recently. Or maybe they've been on the show.
Who is Troy Bookbag? Who is that person?
It's not. Let's go to the next
contestant.
Who's
Troy Bookbag? I don't know that person.
Let's go to
now
Mike.
I got it. I know it.
Yeah, of course.
Mike and Bristow always finds a way to get in. Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys.
5 seconds. Troy blank bag.
Brown.
Troy Brown bag.
That's a winner. You get a pair of tickets to the MLB All-Star Fan Fest coming to the Walter E. Washington Convention Center July 13th through the 17th. Tickets are on sale now through MLB.com. But you're going to win your way in all week long with 106.7 The Fan. Get your details at thefandc.com/contest.
You know, I thought it was fair to drop the junior. Now, he is Troy Brown Jr.
Yeah,
he was on
fine.
The show yesterday.
Yeah.
Wizards first-round draft choice. But you were talking about the theme. Somebody who was on the show, somebody in the news recently.
Look, you have full-on creative license to do that on a Game Show Wednesday. Brought to you by MGM National Harbor.
You know what I've realized is that the prize pigs are prize pigs for a reason. They're good.
Yeah.
Right. They're good at the games.
Yeah, they may not be good at their jobs. Like
right.
Mike the Banker, I don't know how good he is at banking, but at playing games here on The Fan, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty who's good. Up next?
He may give you terrible rates at the bank.
Right.
I don't know.
All right, let's go to David in Poolsville. David, what's up?
Doing good, guys.
All right, David, 5 seconds on the clock. Missing link. David blank line. David blank line.
Goal line.
Who's David Goal?
David Snowline.
David blank line.
Let's punch up the next contestant, Cakes.
Missing link.
You can still think it, but don't say it out loud.
Oh, no, I'm just thinking out loud. David blank line.
Bernard, DC, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, same one for you. 5 seconds on the clock. You can talk out loud, noodle it. David blank line.
David blank line. David timeline.
Getting closer, that's, but I don't know who David time
not
is.
Not a terrible guess.
Go to Ernest Stafford. Ernest, what's up?
What's going on?
What's up, Ernest?
Same one for you.
David blank line.
David. Over.
David
Overline.
Overline.
I don't know what Overline is.
I don't know not what sure, any of those
what
are.
It, what that is.
I guess if you go over the line, over the like line, a gambling David, thing.
Let's go to David. Devin in D.C. Devin, what's up?
Does Drab know this one?
Hey, John.
No, I changed it.
You did.
I changed it using the same David, but I asked him what goes with. I'll give you the clue afterwards. You're looking. You're
I'm
peeking.
Trying to cheat off the paper like I did back in high school.
Right. Devin, 5 seconds on the clock. Same one. David blank line.
David Johnson line.
What is the Johnson line? I'll give a clue. Think baseball and think Fortnite. Mm. In the news talking about both things.
All right. Let's go to Rich in
Only. Think
of
Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
Good. David Justice line. I don't know.
Captain Kirk used to promote. I'm going to tell
oh,
you.
Oh, I know. Okay. Now I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. It's a tough one.
That was a tough one. I would be here all day trying to get that one.
Yeah.
Well, he's one of the best pitchers in the game. So now I'm
Chris,
giving more clues.
For you, buddy.
How you doing?
Hey.
What's up, David?
I'm going to David Price line.
Yes.
He's a winner.
Does David that even Price. Still exist anymore? Price
I think it
line?
Does, yeah.
David Price in the news because at one point he said, well, first of all, I think he missed a start because he had carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yep.
And they said it was because he video games a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he might want to miss the All-Star game so he could play Fortnite. Now, he was kind of joking about right. it, but that's why he's in the news.
Chris,
so.
You're a winner. You get a pair of tickets to see Nicki Minaj and Future live in concert September 23rd. At Capital One Arena, tickets on sale now through LiveNation.com, Ticketmaster, and the Capital One Arena box office. But you can win your way in with 106.7 The Fan. Again, get your details at TheFanDC.com/contest.
All right, I think the next two are easier. Let's see who's up. 800-636-1067.
Do we have any more prizes?
In. Yes,
we do.
We have two pair of each today.
Oh, okay.
Let's go to Jay, DC. Jay, what's up?
What's happening?
All right, hey, Jay. 5 seconds on the clock. Missing link. Genie blank. Driver.
Minnie?
Who's Genie Minnie?
Again, same throws people.
Yes. There is a Minnie Driver, but there's not a Genie Minnie.
Genie.
Sorry, let's punch up the next contestant.
Dave Stafford.
Dave.
What's going on?
Five seconds on the clock. Genie blank driver.
God. Genie Long?
Long driver? No.
Who is Genie Baby Driver? Baby Driver is such a good movie. I don't
there
know who that
Genie
I
Baby.
I don't know who that person is.
Who's up next?
D. Centerville.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, buddy.
5 seconds on the clock. Go.
Genie Drunk Driver.
Getting closer, but no.
Incorrect.
I don't know who Genie Drunk is.
Delonte Laurel. People love this dumb game.
Who's Genie
or
Fast?
Or they just love prizes.
You can't figure it out?
I honestly, I'm stuck. I'm in the tunnel here.
All right, who's up?
Delonte.
Delonte.
Delonte. Right, what's up, brother?
Genie
Line Driver?
No. Man, I would think that, honestly, if you just did blank driver, I think it would come up. But if you just think blank driver, drop the genie when you're noodling it. You would probably come up with the answer.
I don't know that I would.
All right. And how many famous genies are there in sports?
Oh, now I got it.
Oh, now.
See?
Now I got
right,
it.
Who's up next?
Now
Thomas.
Sense.
Thomas for you.
Hey, guys. How you guys? Self-driver?
What'd he say?
Self.
Self-driver?
Self-driver.
Genie self?
No.
No.
Let's go
if
to,
you can tell me who Genie Self was.
Yeah, I don't know.
John,
again,
DC.
In the news.
Maybe related to Bill Self.
Yes.
Adam?
Adam Driver?
Genie Adam. I like where you're going with it, but that's a no.
Felt this one was the easy one.
Yeah.
Guess not.
Let's Let's go to Keith.
Playing missing link. 5 seconds for you, Keith. Genie
I guarantee,
blank
you
know driver.
I guarantee you Keith gets it because he's a prize pig and they're all good.
Yeah. Keith.
Genie Broussard. Sports Illustrated.
What?
He doesn't understand the game.
No.
Doesn't understand it. Doesn't get the concept.
No, I just don't think he got. I just don't think he knew the answers he was trying to.
Should I give a clue?
Sure.
No, you gave enough clues. The next person's going to get it.
Did I say NBA?
No.
That's a clue.
Will.
It's vague, but it's a clue. Will, Genie blank right. driver.
Golf.
Golf driver. You know what? Her Q rating is so
low. Yeah, she's not. This person is not that famous.
We're geeky, and right. so we know who she is. They don't know who she is. Yeah. But they could just focus on the driver part, maybe. Like, think about a yellow driver.
That's what I just said. Just go right. blank driver.
Here's another clue.
I didn't know there were so many drivers.
Here's another clue.
There.
Phil Jackson made $50,000 today.
Right.
There's your clue.
But also geeky. You need to know sports.
Okay.
I mean, this is a sports show.
It's a clue.
All right, who's up?
All right, let's go TJ in Fairfax. TJ, what's up?
Genie taxi driver.
I don't mind it because at least taxi driver works.
Yeah, I mean, you're very close to the ballpark right. at this point.
Kevin.
It's yellow. Cakes. Kevin, genie Hello? Blank driver.
Bus.
Yes,
there
Genie
you go.
Bus. Do you happen to know who Genie Bus is, Kevin? You don't need to, but I'm just curious.
No.
You said, oh, yeah, the Lakers GM or,
there
you know.
There you go. She's the owner of the Thunder, Lakers.
So. All right,
you're a winner.
You, Jerry Bus.
You get a pair of tickets to go see Nicki Minaj and Future. Congrats to you, sir.
Enjoy the show.
All right, they got him on hold.
We're not doing
another one. It's just torture.
We don't have time.
So it's torture.
We'll just take the 10th caller.
Yeah, 10th
800-636-1067.
Which is
Clear
easier.
Out the lines.
Much easier.
Take the 10th caller. I thought this one would be easy. It was Paul blank straight.
All
George.
George Strait.
Ah, there you good go. One. Good one, Valdez.
Also in the news.
Didn't know you're such a country fan over there, Rick. Nice job.
All right, coming up next, Chief Peter Newsham, the D.C. Police Chief, is going to join us right here on The Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. So we have Chief Peter Newsham, D.C. Police Chief, in studio with us.
And I love to be that honest, Valdez is playing I Fought the Law and the Law Won.
I wasn't
bit.
Exactly sure why he was joining us, like if they're promoting something. And he did say that they have an event today from 2 to 7.30. But I looked through your bio. And what jumped out at me was you were part of internal affairs. And I don't know anything really about how the police works, internal affairs, right. other than from the movies
that's
or
the,
TV
that's
shows.
The only frame of reference we have.
Right. And guys who are in internal affairs in the movies and TV shows, nobody likes them. Like, Dennis Peck did not like Raymond Avila in internal affairs at all. He did not like Raymond at all.
That's generally true. So you're not well-loved when you're in internal affairs. You're the,
because
you're,
why? What's the idea behind
well,
that?
You police the police.
Yeah, you're narking out the other cops. Yeah.
Right.
So. They don't like
that's
it.
That's a horrible job.
Dude, Richard Gere was running all kinds of scams, and right. Andy Garcia was all over him.
Can right. we have an older movie to talk? Can we talk about something contemporary?
Well, give me the more contemporary internal affairs.
I don't
movie.
Have one.
That's a classic
I'm
movie.
I'm just pointing out that movie has to be 25 years old.
Well, I want to ask.
25 years ago, that's right in my frame of reference, so thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate it.
I want to ask the chief about the Caps Parade, because we ran into you at the Caps Parade. Unbelievable, right?
It was awesome, yeah.
Will anybody go on, just give us an off-record number. I got to know. I know you guys are out of that business. It didn't work. The Trump got bitter.
I can tell you for sure. Were you here for Obama's first inauguration?
I mean, I've been in town. I didn't go to it. Okay. I don't go to inaugurations. Last place on earth I'd want to go.
That was the largest event that we had here in Washington, D.C. So this event was somewhere between that and the last inauguration. I can safely say that.
Got you.
Yeah,
so
but what were the numbers?
More than Trump.
But we don't even have official numbers on Trump. What were official numbers on Trump?
I think the Park Police got into some trouble one year when we were putting numbers out there. So they, you know, whenever
so
you get,
shine away from
yeah,
it.
Whenever you get sued on something like that, you stay
so
away.
So we're saying several hundred thousand. For sure, right?
Let me tell you what. It was tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands that were there. And the great thing about it, this is the great thing that I liked about Washington, D.C. After Game 5, huge celebratory atmosphere outside the arena. It was spontaneous. People came from all over.
Mm-hmm.
We had thousands and thousands of people down there. We have the parade a couple days later. Tens of thousands of people show up down there. no incidents. We didn't have one incident.
That's crazy to think about.
Well, what did they do in Philly when they won the Super Bowl? Every Wawa in the city was looted.
Right. But also, like, the discretion, I'm assuming, used by the police. You know, we're having these conversations about whether you follow the law literally. And, you know, people are drinking on the streets. You know that.
You have to use discretion in those cases. And the thing is that, you know, the fans that were out there, if they were publicly drinking and a police officer approached them, by and large, people would abide by the police officer. They wouldn't disrespect them. They would throw their containers away. So it was really great to see the way that
people just have to be savvy. If you're going to – look, I'm not advocating this, but if you're going to go out and drink in public, you pour whatever you're drinking into a red Solo cup. Okay, you just do
but
that.
That's a dead giveaway, though.
Okay, but it's
no one's drinking soda
straight out of a bottle
police can't just go and say, "What's in your Solo cup?"
Well, here's the line. Here's the line that the police have to walk. Is you know, if somebody's out there and they got a jug of whiskey, you know what I mean? Then there's other people in the community that aren't drinking, and they're gonna be, "Why aren't the police doing something?"
Right.
And if people are a little bit more discreet and they're behaving, then we have no issues. And that's what happened here in the district, which was really awesome.
Right. That's great.
It's great. I mean, like you said, businesses aren't getting looted. People aren't overturning cars. Right. They're not setting fires. Right. They're just having a great time celebrating something that's positive.
Very gracious. Yeah. And you figure 44 years, it's a long time to wait for a championship.
Right.
And the way they behaved, I thought was awesome.
So what is the event today that you were talking about? Starts at 2.
So we have these Beat the Streets events. We have them every week in the summertime, other than the week of the 4th of July. And they're community events where we have all the city services come. We actually have a side-by-side band. I don't know if you know what our side-by-side band is, but it's police officers in uniform that perform in a band, and they're actually very, very good. Events are very well attended. Today's is at 14th and Clifton in the 3rd District. It's from 2 o'clock till 7:30 p.m. So anybody that's interested in the area, we hope they'll come and join us.
Nice. So it's just kind of a way to kind of connect with the community.
Absolutely. And if you guys are available, we'd like to see you out there.
Oh, that's late notice.
But we do appreciate the invite.
I can send you the schedule on the upcoming ones.
What sort of music does the band play?
Oh, you know, it's all of the contemporary music. A lot of the songs, you know, I don't know. You know, they do Rihanna.
Right.
They do other groups that are, you know, very well known.
Nice.
And they're good. I mean, they are. They really are good. We have some talented musicians on the police department.
Good. So they're playing covers. They're playing the hits.
They are. Smart. Exactly. Yeah, it's smart. Yeah, right, exactly. So that's why I hopefully to see you guys at one of the Beat the Streets this summer.
We might have to do
that.
You were talking about safety on the
streets. Can I say, because nobody can see your faces, you guys are all rolling your eyes at me.
We're terrible humans. We often joke about this, that Cakes, he is very law-abiding. He never jaywalks.
He will not jaywalk.
I'm guessing the chief is going to be on my side here.
Because he was talking about a bicycle accident. I don't know if somebody died.
We had a horrible case where a bicyclist was killed earlier this week.
Did they have the right of way all the time, cyclists? You'll have cyclists in the middle of a lane.
The height of arrogance is unreal.
It's funny, the tension between the drivers of the cars and the drivers of the cyclists. Because if you talk to the cyclists, they're always in the right. And if you talk to the drivers, they're always right.
Right.
And they can't.
There's no middle ground there.
There's no middle ground.
Well, what is right?
I don't
understand cyclists. When there's a sidewalk, I guess you're not supposed to go on sidewalks.
There's a downtown business district where you're allowed to bring your bicycles on the sidewalk. It's a pretty big footprint in the downtown area of Washington, D.C. Otherwise, bicycles are supposed to be on the street. So if you're outside of the business district of the District of Columbia, you're supposed to be.
And I don't even understand, by the way, just thinking about this, because I'm in the suburbs. In the suburbs, sometimes you have the little narrow cycle lanes
next.
I would be terrified if I was riding a bike on that. Cars are within 2 feet of you.
You know, they have those in the district, too. They have the bicycle lanes in the district all over the place.
Right. That's why I use my silly Peloton in the basement. I don't have to worry about traffic. But the broad stroke that I've seen as far as, like, a cyclist, if you're in a vehicle, you're supposed to give them, I believe it's 3 feet of leeway of space when you're going around them.
Yep. And
if you
look at some of the streets in the district, they're very narrow.
Yeah.
You have cars parked on either side and then you have a bicycle. There's 3 feet is a tough hey,
can you
range
do me a favor,
to get it. I sure
Chief,
can.
Or have one of your underlings do me a favor. When you see JP jaywalking down half street, please have him arrested, because nothing but ball breaking for me actually following the law and crossing.
I'm going to tell you, let me tell you something. In this city, you figure we've got 700,000 people that live in this this city. We got tens of thousands of people come into the city every single day. We've got tons of cars, tons of bicyclists. People like you who obey all the laws are exactly what we need.
Oh, you have a guy. You right there. He's trying to play the good guy. You haven't heard what he said about your speed cameras.
Well, I mean, we don't need to get into that, JP.
I mean, you haven't heard from this guy who said, I'll never drive into the city.
You can talk about that with the next guest.
That's more of like the mayor side, the government side, more than the law enforcement side. We don't need to get into that, JP.
Yeah, the jaywalking thing, I'm on your side.
Yeah, thank you.
Way to
go. Thank you, Chief. Yeah.
Do we have any good like unsolved murders or anything that we can help with? You know, we get the word out. We get the word out.
That we can do.
Well, you know, violent crime in the district right now is down, and we've been on a pretty good trend over the last 10 years with our violent crime. One of the things, though, that is up in the city right now is our homicides, particularly in our 7th district, which is Ward 8. So that's pretty troubling to us to see violent crime.
How close is that to like here?
You're not far.
Really?
You're right over the bridge.
Because this used to be the spot.
There used to be a tough era. I actually live in this neighborhood here.
Right.
It has changed dramatically.
But a lot of that is driven, I mean, some of it is police driven, but I would say most of that is driven by the economics, right?
We got to get you working in the government because crime, one of the things I've understood about crime since I've been doing this for 29 years, it's a lot of times it's lack of opportunity. It's education, it's jobs.
Of course.
You know, treatment of mental health and substance abuse issues. And so you got to get all the city government agencies involved in trying to reduce crime.
What do you suggest? I know Chief Major over in Montgomery County, like, do you have a problem? We have guys at the intersections all the time asking for money, homeless, whatever, holding up the signs. Or he says, just you can't give them money. That's his opinion. Don't give them money. They're just going to use it to buy drugs or alcohol.
Well, you know, I don't know exactly what they're going to use the money for. They're not supposed to be aggressively panhandling in the district. That's against the law in the district. And aggressively panhandling is when you come up and aggressively be tapping on your window. So you will see a lot of times.
Usually they just walk up and look at you.
Yeah, you'll get that. And so they're kind of playing in the gray area
right
there. I can tell you this. I don't personally give them money. I've just never have done that. And it's not, I don't know if that's the right thing or the wrong thing.
It's a tough one because you want to help everybody.
You really do. And you see some of these people, and some of the signs are pretty, they grab at your heartstrings. They say they were a veteran and they have, all these concerns.
Here's who should be locked up immediately. The guys on the street corner selling $5 Washington Capitals counterfeit Stanley Cup T-shirts. Those guys,
you guys put away
for 10 years.
You know, we got an All-Star game coming up.
I know,
and that's going to be a challenge because people are going to want to sell some of the.
So what is your position going to be on that? Are you guys going to aggressively go after those guys?
Well, we're not going to have it, not in the district, because it's illegal. So if it does happen, we'll take care of it.
My last question for
my daughter got to sell a Fruit of the Loom Capitals Stanley Cup.
Oh, you're part of the problem.
$10.
You're part of the problem, not part of the solution.
It's $10.
My last question for Chief Peter Newsham. EB, what did the guy in Hill Street Blues say before his meeting?
Just be safe out there?
Yeah. Do you have what's your go-to when you have a speech?
Yeah, rally the troops.
You know, this is going to sound corny, but it's true, is treat everybody with respect. And that's really what policing is all about. It's every situation that you encounter. And a lot of times we have, and you can see, look on, if you want to go to Facebook.
We even have to treat AWOD with respect?
Yeah, I guess.
You go to Facebook and see sometimes how our police officers are provoked and the way that they maintain professionalism and respect under those circumstances. Hats off to the men and women of the Metropolitan Police Department for what they do every day.
All right, again, Beat the Streets today at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, 14th and Clifton, Northwest. Yep. Thank you all very much for having me.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you.
Coming in, Peter Newsham, D.C. Police Chief here on The Junkies.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.